This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Trish Kerrin, Vice President of Joy, Joy's International Women's Day event. Next, we've got a little bit of comedy coming up. Kirsty Webbeck. Kirsty is a Melbourne-based comedian, gardener, and general loiterer. When she's not performing comedy, she's losing socks and researching hair product. So please welcome Kirsty.
Hey, everybody. It's so nice to be surrounded by a bunch of friendly faces from the community. A couple of weeks ago, I did a gig and I looked out into this sea of faces. There were about 100 people and they were almost exclusively middle-aged men. It looked like The Sopranos meets the Cronulla Sharks. And I panicked. I thought, oh, these lesbian gags aren't going to go down very well. But they did. I guess they were relieved to know that I have just as much trouble with women as they do. So all's well that ends well. I'm not sleeping with the fishies. So thanks very much, Joy, for inviting me along today. It was a timely invitation. It came in a week where I'd been called sir three times. I'd been slapped on the back by a middle-aged man, and I'd also been asked if I was Steve. So thanks a lot, Joy, for validating my womanhood. When I received the invitation, I jumped at the chance because I've always had a lot of time for international women. And also local ones, so I'm actually not known to discriminate. International Women's Day is an amazing day. I love it. I love that it showcases the political, social and economic achievements of women in our community. I love that it's gone beyond the fact that we can produce children and that we can dispense a nutritionally balanced meal out of our breasts. Okay, I like that we're understanding that there's more to women than just that. That's actually really good news for someone like me who can't extract a splinter from their finger without needing CPR, let alone a small child from their body. I am still capable of making achievements. So I did a little bit of research today, okay? So we're celebrating the triumphs of women. My uni lecturers would be very, very proud if they were here. Actually, they'd be expecting me to cite references and they'd be accusing me of plagiarism. It's probably best that they're not here. Now, my research, not surprisingly, turned up the fact that women have been fighting for our rights for centuries. Not the same women. A whole raft of different ones. As amazing as we are, we've still got a little bit more room to grow in the lifespan department. In 1827, the first female workers' riot went down in the Parramatta female factory. Apparently it was over working conditions and deprivation of food. Seems reasonable to me. Now, I dare say that the Parramatta female factory didn't incur the same wrath that Fernwood Fitness did when it excluded men from its market. Oh, we want to come in. We want those jobs. Let us work here. I just don't think that happened. In 1943, the first two women took seats in federal parliament, epitomising being careful for what you wish for. In 2010, Australia elected its first female prime minister. Now, regardless of your politics, you have to admit that was a pretty amazing part of Australia's political history, and she has the smiliest eyes in the world. Now, in 2013, former Olympic champion Nova Peris was the first Indigenous woman to take a seat in federal parliament. Now, she currently holds the record of 16.5 seconds for getting from the front doors of Parliament House into that seat. Now, in my opinion, the biggest achievements that women have made historically have been social changes. And I'm not talking about hosting the world's biggest morning tea or playing lawn tennis every Friday with Betsy and Marjorie. No, I mean keeping the conversation going, keeping the topics relevant, keeping the achievements flowing. Now, to exemplify this and to show you exactly how far we've come, some extracts from the 1950s Guide to Being a Good Housewife. Listen to him. You may have a dozen important things to tell him, but the moment of his arrival is not the time. Let him talk first. Remember, his topics of conversation are more important than yours. I'll be the judge of that. As if he doesn't want to hear that I found a baby bird on the way to the gym, or that Tegan and Sarah are releasing a new album. Be a little gay and a little more interesting for him. His boring day may need a lift, and one of your duties is to provide it. I think most of us in the room here today took that first sentence a little too literally. Arrange his pillow and offer to take off his shoes, speak in a low, soothing and pleasant voice.
Just relax, honey. Just forget about your day.
It is very fortunate that I am not a 1950s housewife, because it would be like returning home to Carlotta every night. Look, I have a dozen more things that I could say today, but undoubtedly your topics of conversation are far more important than mine. So thanks again, Joy, for having me along today, and thanks everyone for listening, and happy International Women's Day.
Thanks, Kirsty.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.